Over 100 people, including local business and political leaders, were on hand, including Dr. John Hurt, who admitted the first patient to what was then the Roanoke Valley Psychiatric Center in late June 1975. Today it's known as Lewis Gale Behavioral Health. Vice President Lee Gavings says there's less of a stigma these days about asking someone, how are you doing?
We're starting to see that wrapped around primary care visits, OBGYN visits, where doctors are saying, how are you feeling? Even it's getting more common if you visit a doctor, they ask if you're suicidal, even if you're not there for a reason that may be mental health related. So it's just becoming more common.
Gating says Lewis Gale Behavioral Health not only offers mental health resources to patients, it serves as a training center for students interested in the field from schools like Virginia Western, Galen College of Nursing, and Radford University.
And there's a high burnout rate in behavioral health services. When you're a staff member, you are given a lot day to day. So it is critical that we keep that pipeline and that we have the right staff to support that educational environment, meaning that they are engaged and that they are working towards the goals of the facility and the patient.
Over the past half century, Lewis Gale Behavioral Health has treated around 75,000 people. Gene Morano, WFIR News.